Zvachim, Perek Yudal, Mishnah Zayin, 14:7. The previous Mishnah had the Mishkan at Shiloh, where it was for 369 years. At the end of that period, there was a war with the Plishtim, the Philistines, and they took the Aron Kodesh, from within the Mishkan out to war, and the Plishtim, the Philistines, captured the Aron. So that was essentially almost a fatal blow to Shiloh. When Eli HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, heard that the Aron had been captured, he actually fell over backwards, broke his neck, and died. And that essentially marks the end of the Shiloh period. Shmuel HaNavi relocates the Mishkan to the city of Nov. Now, the Jews capture the Aron and bring it back, but they don't return it to Nov. Nov is not a fortified city that is safe. Therefore, it's relocated to a place called Kiryat Ya'arim, okay, modern-day Tellstone, outside of Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Mishkan and its Aron are not connected anymore. The Mishkan is not in a permanent place. It's Nov, and that's relatively temporary. In the time of when the king was still Shaul, but David was sort of in transition there, so Shaul ended up destroying the city of Nov, killing the people there, the Kohanim there. And the Mishkan is relocated by Shmuel from Nov to Givon, where it remained, until the Shlomo Melech, David's son, built the base of Megdash in Yerushalayim. So that total period of the Nov and Givon together is 57 years. The Aron itself, after 20 years, moved from Kiryat Yearim to the David's new city, Ir David, outside of, they call it Yerushalayim, just outside of Yerushalayim, to the south, where it remained until Shlomo Melech built the base of Mikdash. So during that period, says the Mishnah, of Bo Lenov Ula Givon, when the Mishkan was in Nov and Givon, Hutru Habamos, once again, Bamos, private altars, became permitted, because again, the pasuk specified for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was going to be when we were at the Menucha, the place of rest, that was Shiloh, and the Nachla, or the permanent inheritance, which is Yerushalayim. So between the two, Nov and Givon, those 57 years, once again, Bamos are permitted. Kachay Kachim Nechalin Lifnim Minaklaim, like before, Kachay Kachim that are brought there at Givon and Nov are eaten within the curtains that surrounded the Mishkan that was set there in Givon and Nov. And Kachim Kalim B'chol Ari Yisrael. Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Here it says Ari Yisrael as opposed to B'chol Makom of two Mishnayos ago, but it means the same thing, just that the Ari Yisrael weren't established as cities of Israel during the Gilgal period. They were still conquering the land and apportioning it, but now the land has sort of been settled. There were cities, and any city was fine for Kachim Kalim. The same is true also for Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah is not talking about Maaser Sheni. The Chiddush was that Maaser Sheni became a thing back in the time of Shiloh, but now we're past that. But the din will be the exact same, that every city and location in Eretz Yisrael was okay for Kachim Kalim, as well as for Maaser Sheni.